This is KCUR 89.3. The 12-million member United Methodist Church is at the brink of a split over whether the church will marry or ordain LGBTQ members. This week, some 600 members from across the country are meeting at Leawood's Church of the Resurrection to try to find a way forward. Pastor Adam Hamilton convened the meeting, and as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, the schism is testing his global reputation.
Pastor Hamilton was among those stunned after the February special session of the United Methodist General Conference in St. Louis. By a narrow majority, traditionalists affirmed existing language that denounced homosexuality as unchristian, but it went further to add punishments for those who violate the rules, including possible excommunication. Hamilton stepped out of the meeting to send a message to his 22,000 congregants via YouTube.
I want to see us continue to work to have the United Methodist Church stay together, but right now they're voting while I'm standing here talking to you on things that will dismantle parts of the denomination, which brings me a great deal of pain. So anyway...
Chris Curry and his husband Don were among those who saw the vote as a sign they should leave the church. They got married in Canada 22 years ago. For almost a decade, they've been active Resurrection members. Curry says they changed their mind after getting a personal call from Hamilton. He asked them to stay, explaining the breakup of the church will create a huge ripple effect.
The United Methodist Church owns missions, hospitals, universities, and also almost all of the pastors and employees are part of a pension plan. And he said, give me a year to figure it out.
The church has been debating same-gender marriage and ordination for decades. Pastor Hamilton himself has struggled with the issue. He says he's always welcomed LGBTQ members, but has struggled until recently to reconcile his feelings with Scripture.
I believe these scriptures that condemn some form of same-sex acts have to be seen in the light of their historical and cultural context. In the same way we've looked at scriptures related to the subordination of women and scriptures related to slavery, and they do not reflect what I see in the LGBTQ persons in my own congregation.
But a minority of U.S. Methodist churches and an increasing number from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East make up the traditionalist wing, and they see it differently. They say they accept LGBTQ members, even clergy, as long as they are celibate, not a requirement for others. Reverend Thomas Lambrecht is vice president of Good News, a conservative Methodist news source. He acknowledges Hamilton's leadership, but says their followers cannot accept his views on this issue.
Unfortunately, on this particular issue, he's out of step with the majority of the church, and as a result of that, has seen some of his influence lessen.
On the progressive edge of the church, Pastor Jeremy Smith in Seattle says his congregation decided long ago to marry and ordain LGBTQ members.
I welcome him to this movement. However, there are people and efforts that have been in this for a very long time, and we don't need to reinvent the wheel going our own way.
Even in Resurrection's backyard, Methodist congregations are joining the network of so-called reconciling ministries, a small but growing group of churches that have made the issue of inclusion the center of their social justice mission. Senior Pastor Gayla Rapp of Asbury Methodist Church in Prairie Village says her congregation joined after the February conference.
I think there are people who've been deeply hurt by the church, and when you've been hurt too many times, you start saying, I don't want to be abused anymore.
Hi, Aria.
Meeting Pastor Adam, who did the baptism.
How are you, sweetie?
Just after graduating a new class of seminarians, Hamilton crouches to greet a toddler in the church cafe. He's delighted to have this unconditional affection today. As the Pied Piper for Methodists in the Middle, he's faced vitriol and grief from both sides.
And what I've found is, at nearly 55, I'm less worried about the negative jabs that come with some frequency than I am about trying to figure out what is the best way forward and where is God calling us to go.
Hamilton has three hopes for the future: that the church would remove the anti-LGBTQ language altogether, that the churches on the flanks will still find a home among Methodists, and finally, that the largest mainline Protestant denomination in the United States uses this painful conflict as an opportunity for reform. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.